I know everything is possible because it is. I know everything is possible because it is. We could not consider things as being possible if they were not already done, if they were not already a conceived idea in the infinite consciousness. So whatever it is that we dream about, whatever it is that we want in our life, whatever it is that we aspire to, when we think about it already being done, when we think about it as a possibility, when we think about it as something that is absolutely fantastic, then we can see how easy it is to do it. I know everything is possible. I know everything is possible. And no matter what dreams I have, no matter what imagination I have, what creativity that goes on inside of me, it is possible and it is a reality. So today I start taking my dreams and making them real. I start taking my dreams and making them a reality in my world, because that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, making a reality in my world of what is really, truly, truly so. Now, how can I go about doing that? How can I go about making a reality out of something that is just a possibility in my mind? Well, that's what dreams are for. Dreams let you imagine how something could be done. A genius is nothing more than a dreamer. A genius is nothing more than somebody who goes into their consciousness and says, yes, that's a possibility. Yes. How would I carry it out? And they believe it can be done, and so then as they proceed to do it, it is done. It's not something they're going to have to wonder about, not something they're going to have to work so hard on, so diligently on. Why is it some people can just swish through their courses in school, just do everything without, as they say, ever opening the book? Why can they do that? Because they go inside to the teacher within themselves, and that teacher within themselves says, this is the answer. This is how it functions. This is how it works. And this is true of everybody. Everybody is a genius. Everybody has that function within them of listening to the divine within and knowing the divine within is the answer. And it's already a fulfilled answer. It's already a magnificent answer. It's already a revealed answer. And how wonderful that answer is. All of us have the opportunity to take the time to listen within. We can take the time to dream. We can take the time to visualize. And as we take this time to dream, to visualize, to listen within, we find that the answer is always there. Now, we say to ourselves, okay, what's going to happen to the business after we move on? What's going to happen to the things that are going on in life that we have dreamed about, that we have put so much effort into and so much love into it and so much desire into it? What's going to happen to it? What's going to happen to the University of Healing? What's going to happen to the Church of God Unlimited? What's going to happen to these wonderful organizations when we no longer have an interest in them? When we are ready to retire? That's a good statement to make. When we retire, who's going to take it over? Does it matter? Did we dream our dream? And did we bring our dream into fruition? And is our dream a blessing in the lives of many, hundreds, thousands of people? Yes. Has it fulfilled its purpose? Well, who knows? Is its purpose an ever ongoing thing? Oh, yes, it is. Is it going to be something that is going to continue regardless of whether we've got our fingers in there? I'm sure it will. Because it is a dream. It is a reality. It is something that has purpose. It has something that has direction. And so we say to ourselves, I let go and let the divine in me reveal who I am. And so, way back in 1948, we started thinking about the University of Healing. Way back in 1948, we began developing it. And in 1975, we incorporated it in California. And we brought it forth as a living, vital reality. And it spread across the world. It went around the world. People read the books and they read about it and they heard about the details of what the University of Healing is. And they said, oh, that's so wonderful. And as they said, that's so wonderful, they carried it out. They carried it out in their life. They became students of the University of Healing. They took all the courses and they became the bachelor, the master, the doctorate. And they established churches and they established all these things. Now, what is going to happen now? What's going to be the next step? Are we going to carry that out? Are we going to let it re-enliven? How are we going to re-spark it? Or do we need to re-spark it? Is it already sparked? Is it already going and living and being a glorious example? Yes, it is. Are there people who care? Yes, there are. Does it matter? No, it doesn't. The only thing that matters is that, are we having fun doing it now? Are we having fun expressing ourselves, being our own individual self, and loving it and having such joy in doing it? Are we thinking this is the most wonderful thing in the world? Well, if we are, we got the message. Everything we do in this life, we do for ourselves. And we do for the joy of doing it. We do for the joy of spreading the dream and the wonder and the magic. We do for the love of it. And because we do for the love of it, what happens? Magic takes place. And that magic just spreads itself everywhere. And it doesn't really matter that it comes back or doesn't come back. It just matters it goes out. It's like the ripples in the waves of the ocean. They go out, and they go down, and they go up, and they go all around, and who knows where they're going to be? Who knows who they're going to illuminate? Who knows what it's going to do? All we care about is to be ourselves and have fun and to do those things that are the most thrilling and delightful in our life. That's what the University of Healing is. It's a school in which everyone is doing what turns them on, which everyone finds so fulfilling and rewarding because it is revealing the divine within each one of us. As we go through our life, if we will know that everything is possible, if we will know that all the dreams we have are to be realized by us, and once they are realized by us, there's nothing more to be done. There's nothing more to be realized. It's complete and whole. It's fulfilled, and it's sufficient now. All of us are dreaming our own dream. All of us know that everything is possible because it's our dream, it's our magic, it's our wonder, it's our thought for what we want in our life. So don't worry about what happens when you retire. If you have played your role and done it well, whatever is the good that will come from it will come from it. And it'll flow beautifully and wonderfully and perfectly. And as it flows beautifully, wonderfully, and perfectly, it reveals itself in a most dynamic and a most powerful way. So as you let go today and know that everything is possible because it already exists, then your task and my task is just to enjoy every step that we take and everything that we do. And what we did as an active participant is now being done in our hearts, in our life, in our world. And all is in divine order now. And it is beautiful. And it is good. So make that yours. Make that life yours. Make that world yours. Make that dream yours. And realize that it is done now. And the next thing for you to do is just to keep loving it. And to keep living it. And to keep delighting in it. Because that's all that it takes. And that's all that it is. And as I began by saying, I love you, I love you, I love you, I end by saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. And I will keep on doing this through eternity, because all of us are immortal and we live forever. Have a lovely day. And know, truly, I do love you, I love you, I love you.